on the line with us right now to help sift through all the Eagles news from Bleeding Green Nation, Brandon Lee Galton. Brandon, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Man, fantastic, BLG.
Tell us. Yeah, it has been, man. It's great to talk to you again. There's a bunch of news out there regarding trade rumors and Howie Roseman getting involved and Le'Veon Bell, Patrick Peterson, all these names being thrown about. Is there anyone that Eagles fans should really keep an eye on as a potential future Eagle? And well, in the not-too-distant future, that is.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, obviously the Eagles are planning to do something, right? I mean, they cleared up this cap space with Fletcher Cox. That kind of indicates they are going to make a move here. We're hearing Jake Glazer, Jason LaCanfora, Adam Schefter saying that Howie Roseman loves to be aggressive, and we already know that. But as far as a specific name goes, it's hard because when you look at all the options out there, you know, you look at Le'Veon Bell and you look at LeSean McCoy, it kind of sounds like Howie only had a casual interest in those guys. And I think the reason for that is because I don't think Howie wants to give up a super valuable pick still. I think he wants to hold on to those. And I think if we're going to see a trade, it might be like last year when no one knew Jay Ajayi was on the block. No one knew the Eagles were going to get him. That kind of came out of left field. So I think it's kind of going to be another situation there where, hey, maybe there's this guy that we're not even thinking of, and that's the guy they acquire all of a sudden.
So are you expecting Howie to still make some kind of move? I mean, it may not be like the marquee name. It might be the surprise, like you just said with Jay Ajayi. If you had to say the smart money, whether or not a deal gets done or not, would you bet on Howie making a move?
I would think so. I think you have to look at, you know, how this team for the whole season is just not producing enough explosive plays. And I think there's just a need for talent. You also look at some of the injuries this team has, especially in the secondary now with Sidney Jones expected to be down for a little while. You're really shuffling the secondary around. You have Avante Maddox, a fourth-round pick, who had never played safety in his life until a couple of weeks ago, playing on the back end there. So there are a lot of different positions where they could really use help just because of the injuries and everything, too. You look at defensive tackle with Fletcher Cox being really the only guy you can count on there. So I think there's a lot of different positions of need that they can go after, and they have the assets for it. So it's just a matter of finding that right value again. I don't think they want to give up this high pick. I think that's why they've kind of pulled off on Le'Veon Bell and LeSean McCoy and some of those other big names. But there has to be someone out there that makes sense for them.
Now, when you say that the lack of big plays on the offensive side of the ball, do you see them going after a receiver over running back?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think they're at a spot where they don't need to necessarily panic and make a move for a wide receiver because you have Alshon Jeffrey back. He's looking great. Nelson Agholor kind of had a bounce back game against the Giants. You can get Mac Hollins or Mike Wallace back by activating them off injured reserve in a couple of weeks here. So maybe they kind of just wait out and do that. But I mean, if there's the opportunity to get a guy like, let's say, Amari Cooper, I mean, I think that's something they check in on. The problem with that is, again, I don't know if that's going to cost a two or a three. I just think that's too rich for Howie. But look, man, John Gruden's doing some crazy stuff out in Oakland. So if he becomes available for like way cheaper than you would think he would be, then I think that's the point where Howie strikes.
Brandon, the play of the Cowboys and the Redskins yesterday, what did that tell you as far as this NFC East moving forward, or did it not really do anything for you?
I think you could almost argue that the Cowboys playing as well as they did is ultimately a good thing for the Eagles, just because I think Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett really aren't the long-term answers. And I think the bigger picture shows that. Obviously, they had a great game yesterday against Jacksonville. So in the long term, good, but in the short term, you know, sort of a problem with all those teams now tied up really there at the top of the NFC East. I think Washington heading into this season was clearly always going to be the Eagles' biggest competition, and I think they looked like a solid team. They almost could have lost that game, but I thought they really outplayed Carolina, even if the Panthers won that somehow. But then you could flip it around and say, okay, they had a +3 turnover differential, and they really should have stomped that Panthers team, but they let them hang around. So I don't think they're this juggernaut. I don't think any team in the division is really a juggernaut, except maybe the Eagles if they're fully healthy and they're fully at full go. So if I'm an Eagles fan, you know, I'm still feeling pretty good despite what happened on Sunday.
Speaking with Brandon Lee Gowton of Bleeding Green Nation, looking at the way some of those games played out in terms of the biggest threat, maybe. The Cowboys right now obviously coming off a big win, putting up 40 points. Redskins able to hold on to a win over the Panthers right there. Of those two teams, would you say the Cowboys or the Redskins are a bigger threat to the Eagles in the division?
I would say Washington, because I think ultimately they have the second-best coach in Jay Gruden, and I think they have the second-best quarterback in Alex Smith. I think Alex Smith is better consistently, more so overall, than Dak Prescott, who has really been bad overall in the last, let's say, 16 stretch of his games or so. I mean, you compare his stats to Carson Wentz, it's not even close. So I think Washington ultimately has the higher floor of those two teams, but I also think their ceiling is kind of limited because, let's be honest, I mean, what is Alex Smith really ever done? I mean, he put up some good numbers. He's a competent quarterback for sure, but you can also see where there's games against really good teams, elite teams, like the Saints last week on Monday Night Football, and he kind of just can't do anything once the game gets out of control. So I think Washington ultimately is that biggest threat, and I think they're better than Dallas.
There's been this narrative that started up, and I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but Doug Peterson was even asked about it at Friday's press conference about Carson Wentz's arm strength increasing through the offseason to now. Have you caught any of that?
I think when you look at some of these throws he's making, I don't sure. think it's too crazy to say. I mean, his velocity has looked as good as ever. I think Doug had even talked about back in training camp about how, you know, they track his velocity with the sports science and the different things they have, and his numbers were up, he did say at the time. So I think Carson definitely is looking stronger than ever. You're seeing him make those kind of just that crazy throw in the Giants game where he's throwing across his body out on the roll to the right. I mean, that's just an insane throw. As I was watching that live, I was like, oh man, this is gonna get picked off, and it didn't. It was a touchdown. So I definitely think there's something to that.
All right, Brandon, last one for me at least here. When it comes to the way the team is as is right now, is this team good enough to at least to get to a conference championship again with the roster as it is right now?
Well, it's tough. I think, first of all, I think it's possible just because the division isn't that great in the sense of the Eagles still have a very real chance to win this division here. So I think, you know, once you're in the playoffs, kind of anything can happen. I know that's kind of a general answer there, but I do think it comes down to the quarterback ultimately, right? And Carson Wentz is playing at a very high level, very encouraging to see. They obviously have issues elsewhere, as we already talked about, the secondary not really having that big playmaker. You look at some of these other teams in the NFL that have all these offensive weapons, and you almost wonder, man, how can the Eagles keep up with a team if they have to play the Chiefs or the Rams or whoever. So definitely not the lock-it-in favorites, but they have a chance. I mean, you win the division, you get in the playoffs, maybe they're playing their best football late in the season. Carson Wentz is looking great. I feel good about their chances if that's the case.
All right, Brandon. Actually, there's one more thing here. It was a stat that you put out. You credited who you got it from, but it is a mind-blowing stat about Donovan McNabb and Eli Manning. Do you remember this stat?
Yeah, it's insane. Donovan McNabb has 4 wins in the last Eagles, 21 wins over the Giants. And then that same stretch, Eli Manning also has 4 wins. I mean, if that doesn't tell you how much the Eagles have dominated this Giants rivalry recently, I don't know what does.
Got it from Reddit Eagles, of course. Donovan McNabb has as many wins, 4-0 in his last 21 Eagle in the last 21 Eagles Giants games as Eli Manning, 4-17. Absolutely incredible. Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation. Follow him on Twitter at Brandon Gowton. Thanks so much for coming on with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. All right, man.